UW Stevens Point is backing away from a plan that would have eliminated six of its academic programs, primarily in the liberal arts. The planned cuts were announced last year and went through a couple of revisions before being officially taken off the table yesterday. Stevens Point administrators did say that the school would still be streamlining programs and combining certain majors to save costs in the future. Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Eau Claire. Rich, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Judith.
So, Rich, why did UW Stevens Point say that they're backing off the plan to cut those majors?
So there was a press release that went out yesterday that said there was a combination of factors that led to this decision. Basically, it was a combination of retirements and resignations of staff and faculty, but also it was part of this long, year-long process where administrators were meeting with faculty, staff, and shared governance groups to try to figure out how to streamline the campus to address this budget deficit that was to the tune of around $4.5 million as of last fall.
And when we first heard about the proposed cuts, there were 13 majors that were at risk, and then it was scaled back from that original idea, and the plan was to eliminate six liberal arts majors. And so where did they get to from 13 to 6 to now saying we don't need this? Is it really all resignations and retirements?
Well, according to the university, there has been, since 2014, between 2014 and 2018, there were 89 full-time equivalent positions that were reduced, and that was, they said that was mainly through attrition. And Chancellor Bernie Patterson told me yesterday that they were able to, they saw another 44 positions within that 80 figure, 40 positions thereabout reduced, and that kind of gives them a picture of $3.5 million in savings. So it's been a real roller coaster ride for the campus. But yeah, at first they mentioned 13 programs, and they scaled it back in November. The initial announcement was in March, met some criticism. They scaled it back in November, and then now we're where we are.
We're talking with Rich Kramer. He's a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio News based in Eau Claire, and we're talking about UW Stevens Point deciding not to cut several liberal arts majors. And Rich, I read a quote from a remaining faculty member in one of those departments, and he said, you know, basically, it's great that our major is not getting cut, but we now have half of the faculty to teach these students. Is that similar to what you were hearing from other educators there?
Well, I'm still working on trying to get the picture of how the campus, you know, community as far as faculty and staff feel about it. But yeah, that's definitely a concern. I mean, we're seeing this at campuses all over the place. Stevens Point just sort of stole the attention last year because of the large number of majors that were proposed to be cut initially. But the sense is that they're being forced to do more with less. And, you know, there's always the question of whether that will impact the quality that students see or the availability of certain programs, and whether or not students will have to prolong their career at the campuses because certain things aren't offered at certain times. But I'm still trying to get a sense of how people feel in Stevens Point about it.
It sounds like another part of this plan for regaining sustainability, because, you know, those initial cuts are not necessarily going to be enough going forward, is that they're also going to combine some programs. What are they talking about combining?
Yeah, part of the plan that was announced yesterday there were three bachelor degrees in fine art that were on the chopping block, and then those are going to be merged into two new degree programs known as graphic design and integrative studio practice. Those are going to be part of a new school of design. Geography and geoscience are also going to be merged into geospatial science, a new program for the campus. And history is going to be retained, but the campus is also trying to look at ways to offer non-teaching options, ways that students that are likely to be graduating soon can kind of find different ways to integrate historical research into their profession. So it's kind of part of this process that we're hearing a lot about, you know, becoming more responsive to the needs of the workforce in central Wisconsin. But, you know, that's happening on every campus.
Well, and Rich, that you just mentioned that being responsive to the needs for a workforce, and one of the reasons given that 13 months ago when they announced the original proposed cuts was that they really wanted to focus on more business and tech kind of jobs. Are they still going to be expanding those programs while keeping these others?
Well, that's kind of the, you know, I haven't heard any specifics. I mean, the UW System Board of Regents came out and they said that there's going to be some new programs offered at Stevens Point branch campuses in Wausau and Marshfield. Those include, you know, applied finance, health sciences, information science, social work. So they are expanding some programs. It doesn't seem like it's all geared specifically toward technical sort of things as far as trades, but, you know, the idea is that because of this general trend that we're seeing of declining enrollment at UW campuses, the campuses have to figure out how to be, you know, how to kind of cater and make more available programs in high degree fields.
And we'll have to leave it there, Rich. Thanks for joining us. Rich Kramer is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio based in Eau Claire. He brought us up to speed on the new decision by UW Stevens Point to back off from its plan to cut several majors in the liberal arts.